We move on to the gap between poorer and wealthier households getting homes retrofitted and access to renewable energy. New research from the National Social Inclusion Agency, Pubble, and UCD's School of Geography shows households in the most disadvantaged areas are almost five times less likely to use renewable energy than those in more affluent communities. Alana Ryan, Research and Policy Manager with Pubble, is here in studio with us now. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So run us through your main findings.
Yes. Yeah, so what we were interested with this project was examining the household renewable energy usage across the country and how it differed from community to community. So we used the census data and the Pubble HP Deprivation Index. And what we found was very stark. So those communities who are the most disadvantaged in Ireland, they're almost five times less likely to be using renewable energy at home. So things like heat pumps, solar panels. And that's when it's compared to the most affluent. And really, this finding is very significant because as we move into the winter months, we know that the individuals and the families who are living in those deprived pockets of the country, they're the people who are most at risk of energy poverty, who will have those stark choices to make between heating the home, managing back to school expenses, trying to put food on the table. So this insight can really help with planning for the clean energy transition and keeping everybody able to benefit from that.
And do we know why disadvantaged areas that they're less likely to use renewable energy?
So we don't know that specifically from this study. We were using census data. We didn't speak to anyone directly. But I think what it does show is that we really need to have targeted measures and a targeted focus to ensure that the people in those most disadvantaged communities are able to benefit from the clean energy transition in the same way as their peers in affluent. And I think there are a number of things which we can consider as part of that. So it's things like deep retrofits. So the local authority retrofitting programme, thinking about deep retrofits, which include heat pump installation, the warmer home scheme, expanding that and ensuring that it reaches more individuals and families. And then also considering things like place-based approaches. So in recognition that we know there are certain geographical communities which are particularly at risk of not benefiting from clean energy, what can we do in terms of a place-based initiative to try to level up and ensure that those communities can benefit from retrofits and clean energy installation?
But there isn't inactivity in this, because you mentioned the warmer home scheme, and then also as well, several local authorities have passed motions in recent weeks calling for urgent government action to step up funding for retrofitting council housing on a multi-annual basis. The Department of the Environment said in a statement that $600 million was spent on upgrades to homes in energy poverty last year. So what would you like to see coming up in the budget?
Well, we're not in a position to speak about the budget specifically, but I think this kind of accurate insight tells us something about the scale of the need. We're talking about a fivefold gap between the most deprived communities and the most affluent. And we know that those who are in those disadvantaged communities are the people who will really struggle when it comes into the winter months around keeping their homes adequately warm. So I think this kind of accurate insight can enable us to plan for the future in a long-term way and really think about building quality and ensuring everybody has access to warm homes and homes which can enable, you know, healthy lives and a life which can go out and enjoy the community around them.
But is the issue here really cost, access to money? Because the cost of retrofitting is in the tens of thousands of euro.
Absolutely, but the Warmer Home Scheme is free for those who are on low incomes, who are in receipt of certain social welfare payments. The local authority retrofit programme, again, is for tenants in social housing. I think a key group that we need to give consideration to, particularly given their increased risk of poverty and deprivation, is renters on the private market, because as the schemes are currently designed, it can be very hard for renters, given they're not the homeowners, to benefit from these supports. And we know from numerous studies that renters, particularly those who are unemployed or unable to work due to health conditions, these are the groups of people who are particularly likely to face place heating inadequacy into the winter. So there's something there around consideration of renters in the private market as well.
Alana Ryan, Research and Policy Manager with Pubble, thanks for coming in and sharing that with us.